Janet, are you going to be investing in an iPad?
Well, I'm not sure whether I should be investing in an iPad or writing a blog on the fact that there are probably no women who work for Apple in their top brass.
Yes.
Just think about it.
Hang on, just let me whip my pad out of my handbag.
Let me whip my pad out of my handbag. Already, there are sort of stuff out on YouTube taking the mickey out of this talking about a fictitious iPad tampon, which is absolutely hilarious to see it on YouTube. But the other thing about all of this is that the name iPad is nothing new. There have been several others before it. Fujitsu launched an iPad back in 2002. Siemens, the German company, have named a small engine the iPad as well. Now, isn't that extraordinary? I mean, they just, I guess they think they're so big that they can go ahead and just call it whatever they like.
Yeah, they. When I looked at it, it made me think of Fred Flintstone and the little slate things that he used to write on.
Oh, yes, Freddie Flintstone, and it does, and it looks very, very similar to that.
It's like a modern-day version of Fred Flintstone's
tablet. But apparently it's got the first microprocessor, a really impressive chip, and apparently it's as fast as.
Even in New Zealand, with our dial-up speed broadband.
Gee, so it's a fast sanitary product, I think we could call it.